Just read the PowerPoint presentation.
I think we should set the points to drive the project. And
did you send us an email about this?
Not yet. But
yeah, we received an email about this, the designs.
Do you want me to send you a mail?
Ah, it's okay.
Or you can put it in the shared folder.
Yeah, you see the email? It's already inside the mail. The very
no,
the first one. It's inside.
This one?
No. The third one. Oh, you didn't get anything.
No. I'm in marketing.
Strange. I got an email about the discussion. Yeah.
You get an email from me?
I don't know from who.
Yeah, from the account manager.
From the account manager. You received the same email, right?
Yeah.
I
think it's for you guys to how to design it and all the aspects. So you need that information.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so each of us has a role to do.
Yeah, I think I'm sure assign your roles.
We already
for
have
each,
our roles.
For each
person, yeah.
Okay.
So there are three
kinds of designs.
Yeah,
that's
we have
all.
Functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design.
Alright.
So who will be the responsible of functional design in the whole team?
I think our responsibilities will be assigned when we, in our mail we receive from the account manager.
Yeah. I'm doing the interface.
I'm doing the interface. Well, maybe we have. Okay, so I did industrial design. There's a little confusion about my. But it's alright.
Okay.
Yeah.
Working on the user interface.
I'm into marketing.
We're doing the marketing.
Yeah, nothing much in the project.
Nothing related here to
marketing in this design.
Yes.
Is basically for industrial design and the user interface.
see the second hand? Yeah, it's inside. Go down. Appendix.
Yeah, this is
it's a wrong for everybody.
Yeah, that's fine. First
even for the marketing.
For us, it was a different.
But look at your role, your marketing role.
It's a trend watch.
Yeah, that's your role.
Well, I think we can have a little discussion about what has to be done, and what are your ideas
about
that.
Maybe we discuss this later.
Well, we want to have a new remote control for TV distribution, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to plan how it would
yeah.
be developed and how we can make it work.
Yes.
I mean, working remotes we already have. It should be something different from the other remotes, remote controls.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
We have to keep in mind the characteristics, and of course it should not be very costly.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that Norman and I would think about the technical points, and we should discuss it in the next meeting. Or
need to collect information.
Yeah.
About what?
about the design, perhaps. What is most important in a remote control? What is the most important functional aspect?
You mean the external aspect? Or
well, you have to make it work.
That's all.
That's the big
yeah.
thing.
It should be easy to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can think about an interface with well.
Maybe you can have a speech recognition interface. You just tell the television I want which channel. Or you can say, for example, I want to list all the program tonight. You know, in just instead of just remote control, it's doing the some searching for you, so you don't have to look for the channel you want. Just say, maybe I just want to press, I want to have a button for all the movies tonight, or a button for all the magazines, all the information, documentary tonight. And then you'll list a few, and I'll choose from the list. So instead of pressing the channel number, I'm choosing the programs directly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one way of making it useful.
I think if we include a lot of technology on the remote control,
it's not very a lot. This information exists. For example, you can get
like you say we can use speech.
You can use for example, anything. The idea of using speech is to reduce the button, but and it's more natural.
I think if you want
yeah.
to choose from a list of program or something like that. You may have to use
I mean the main function of remote control is to have something in the hand, and
yeah.
we should be very careful about the size of the remote control.
Yeah.
If you're going to add a speech interface,
yeah.
I'm not sure with the trendy slim size of the remote control,
yes,
should be
possible.
Able to put a speech recognition. If you want to put a speech recognition system interface for that, I think the TV itself could have it.
Yeah.
And I could talk to the TV, television itself.
Except
I need not have
if
an
you are far from the TV.
Yeah.
I mean, we have some arrays or something,
yeah.
different technology.
Yeah, but the main idea I wanted to say is that there should be a function. Instead of choosing the TV channel, there's an option. You can choose either TV channels or the content or
yeah.
the contents of the program.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's
more
it's
powerful.
It's a good idea, but
yeah.
I think that technically it would be little bit more tricky to achieve this than
no, because you see now all the TV programs are available on the webs. They are available in the XML format or whatever format. We don't care. We just say that there's some content. we just want to retrieve the content and then sort them by the types of programs. Some of the websites, they already provide this service, so you can just use the service available, download it to this remote control. And then there are only 6 buttons for 6 categories or 7, the most, there are only 7 buttons. So you just choose the category one and you reuse the same button, for example, to choose among the sorted list the program you want. So you don't have to choose among 100 channels. If you have 100 channels, you just have 6 buttons, 7 buttons.
Yeah, we should also optimize the number of...
Just by using navigation buttons and the user interface on the screen, we are able to navigate through the channel program or contents in an easy way.
Yeah. So you don't have to display here, just display on the TV screen.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Display on the TV screen and just with your remote control, we just navigate through the...
I think that'll be revolutionary because all the TV the remote control you have are all numbers, lots of buttons, and then you don't know what to choose in the end.
Yeah. So
all right.
I think for the technical points, we have to check how to gather the data from program or contents and all this stuff.
So we have 5 minutes to...
We have some time to use the whiteboard.
You can 5 minutes.
Another interesting idea for this would be to have a light adaptation system depending upon the picture.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're watching a movie and suddenly there's a dark... some dark scene, the lights adapt themselves. The lighting in the room changes.
Yeah, but we are designing just remote control.
I mean, you have an option in the remote control. If you want to have that option, press that button in the remote.
Right.
Okay. So do you want to have a conceptual remote control there, or you just want to put the function in?
If you want, you can use the
Go and draw something, right?
I'm afraid you forgot to put your lapel.
Where is it?
The lapel.
Before the design, let's resume what.
Where's it? Yeah.
Yeah, that one. This
Norman.
Yeah.
Before writing, you can see that. Let's resume what we said. Then after that, you can.
Okay.
All right. Use
the so the most functional, the most important function is the buttons to choose the content, right? We agree on that, right?
Okay.
First one is to buttons.
Yeah, or it could be anything.
Yeah.
Put buttons. To choose content. Or channels. So we have both. The user can choose which one they want.
Yeah,
right?
By content or by channel. So
by content or by channel. Choose by contents or by channels. So, and then what did we say just now? Other than this.
And then we have to find a way how to gather information about the content.
Okay. So technically, how the problems that how to do it is to how to get the content.
Yeah.
Challenge.
I think it's not very difficult to browse by channel, but it's a little bit tricky to browse by content. So
okay. Content. Okay. So this we have to work it out. So this is one problem. And
I think that's
the main thing
to do and
reflect
about it and
discuss
it in the next meeting.
We'll discuss it, we'll get some information in the next meeting. So for now we get this is the functional design aspect. It's the first aspect. Alright. We'll get information and then we'll come back and
okay. Thank you everybody.
Okay.
You're
so maybe we'll meet in
alright.
We discuss the
alright, okay.
aspects.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.